But Andy and I think similarly, and he will be a very good, solid voice and an educated one in policy during this next session.
And by the way, NPRI has done a great job just in the last couple of sessions that I've been covering, and it's been where they're actually sitting down, and you tell me if I'm right, Dan, you're actually sitting down with Democrats and finding common ground. Am I right?
Well, we certainly attempted to do so last year and had some success. We got a good transparency bill through on a widely bipartisan basis. It essentially strengthened Nevada's Public Records Act, which denotes that any taxpayer should have access to all government records with few exceptions. And we also crossed the aisle and worked with Democrats on the issue of civil asset forfeiture. This is an issue where police can seize property on the basis of a suspected nexus to criminal activity. So, if I'm pulled over for some kind of traffic stop and they find something in my car they suspect is illegal or suspect I was somehow connected to illegal activity, they could seize my car even without arresting me and keep it and eventually auction it off and keep the proceeds. And
wow.
So for years we've been trying to reverse those policies, and Steve Yeager is the Democrat who is leading that charge, both in 2019 and this year again.
Daniel Honcharoo joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this NPRI special report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue with Daniel Honcharoo on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:31 right now as we check out our traffic cams, and there is a crash there on the right shoulder, 515 northbound. That's after Boulder Highway. Also look out for that disabled vehicle. It's on the southern beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Eastern. Look for some heavy volumes as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, north at Tropicana, south 15 at Washington. Look for some reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl there, 515 west at Main. You'll tap the brakes there. Also some slowing on that transition ramp leaving Interstate 15 north, merging on to 515 east. And utility work continues on Boulder Highway southbound. That's between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders tight end Jason Witten is retiring from the NFL once his contract officially ends with the Raiders. He is expected to sign a one-day contract and retire as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. He'll do that once the league year does come to an end. He spent 16 seasons with the Cowboys before spending this past season with the Raiders. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are your station following the Nevada legislature. These are laws that are going to directly impact you, your children, your entire family, your businesses. This is going to be something that's going to be very important. Daniel Honcharu is our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada for the big doing. 120 days takes about 5 months to do, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this session. Daniel, I know that there are some priorities for NPRI. You mentioned, obviously, transparency has been a key issue for you guys over the last session. Can you talk about how much further you want to go with it?
Absolutely. Well, you, Kevin, know that we have been relentless promoters of absolute transparency in government. We believe that a government can only be accountable to its citizens if there is complete transparency, if its citizens can understand the decisions behind government. And so that's why Nevada has something called the Open Meetings Law, which essentially allows the public to witness governmental officials when they're performing their taxpayer-funded duties. So I was very happy to see a proposal from Andy Matthews, who you just mentioned, is a former NPRI president, which would bring transparency to the government sector collective bargaining process. Collective bargaining refers to the negotiations which take place between public officials and government unions. But for decades, really ever since unions were first allowed in the public sector in Nevada, these collective bargaining sessions have been exempt from the open meetings law. Even though there really is no public policy reason to negotiate in secret. I mean, these are taxpayer dollars at stake, you know, billions they amount to. And again, taxpayers have a fundamental right to witness their public leaders in action as they negotiate. And I'm optimistic on this reform for a couple of reasons. Most specifically, we did polling last year which suggested that this reform is supported by 73% of Nevadans, including two-thirds of union households. This may seem contradictory, but it actually makes a lot of sense because not only is the tax-paying public not allowed to witness these negotiations, but union members themselves are locked out. So union members want this reform, taxpayers want this reform. The only people that don't want this reform is the union leaders themselves, and I will make one last comment that Governor Sisolak has in the past been a full-throated supporter of this reform dating back to his days on the Clark County Commission. He has the exact same concerns, at least as he voiced them back then, as we do currently. So we hope this bill makes some noise, and we encourage everybody listening to call your lawmaker and promote transparency in government union collective bargaining.
I want to ask you about one other area that I know that NPRI has been really focusing in like a laser, and that's charter agencies reform, including and in particular, Dieter. Can you talk a little bit about what needs to be done there?
Sure. So first of all, by now, I think we all know what Dieter is. At this point last year, most of us probably didn't, but it is the agency which is charged with distributing unemployment payments. And Dieter has been an ongoing train wreck all year. We've seen reports for months of their myriad problems. When you call them, they never answer, or went to a busy signal. Your emails went unreturned. And this has been happening for 10-plus months now, and these problems still aren't fixed. So this charter agencies reform idea is actually one which has been introduced multiple times in the past and has gotten little attention, but because of Dieter's very dramatic and unprecedented failings during 2020, I think we have an in here to make some noise. Here's the idea with charter agencies reform. The best parallel is to look at charter schools. The objective is to be more efficient, be more successful in accomplishing your agency goals while spending less. And so you want to empower agency leaders. You want to set goals for them. You allow them to bypass a lot of the red tape and bureaucracy and appropriations process. You allow them to hire workers and fire workers as they best see fit. And if they are successful, then you personally reward those agency leaders. I will note that this model has been proven successful in Iowa, dating back to the early 2000s, and has also received an innovation award from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. So people of all political stripes have saluted this approach to, again, making agencies both perform most efficiently when we need them most, like Dieter right now. so we truly hope this reform makes some noise. It makes the agencies more effective, and we save money while doing it. There is no downside. We need to inject some free market thinking, because Dieter has become the poster boy for government incompetence.
And do you also want to suspend some of these minimum wage increases? I don't know why they're increasing the minimum wage at a time when businesses are barely hanging on by a thread.
Well, I've been very outspoken on this topic. There is indeed a bill being brought forth by Assemblyman MacArthur. You'll recall that back in 2019, the legislature voted to pass, and Governor Sisolak signed an increase of the minimum wage to $12, which would take place incrementally over years through 2024, essentially increasing by 75 cents per year. So the first increase was July 1st, 2020. There will be another increase July 1st, 2021, unless we suspend these wage mandate increases. And let me just note, this is the worst time to increase such mandates on businesses. They are suffering. We instead need to focus on total employment, not just wages, if we want a quicker recovery, because, of course, we've seen elsewhere, like in New York City and Seattle, that their recent experimentation with dramatic minimum wage hikes has backfired tremendously and has led to lower earnings for already lower income workers, because they have fewer hours and they end up taking home less at the end of the day. So, yes, we fully support at least a 2-year suspension of minimum wage increases. The 2023 legislature can reevaluate when the time comes.
The general public is going to be banned, for the most part, from the legislative building. I'm not sure how much of the legislating is going to be Zoom meetings, committee hearings. Are they going to be on Zoom? What have they had to do? Have they had to do a big makeover of chambers? Tell me how this is going to work beginning Monday.
Well, you know what? This has been, in my mind, another failure of government. Lobbyists like myself have received very little guidance of what to expect and how we'll be permitted to operate come Monday. As of now, the ledge building is still closed to the public, and I'm not sure that's going to change anytime soon. What I've been told is that at some point soon we'll be able to make in-person appointments with 24-hour reservations required. Fortunately, you know, most lawmakers I work with are on speed dial, and those in-person meetings aren't as necessary. But I also don't know what to expect in terms of committee hearings. Will they be on Zoom? Will I have to Zoom in? Will I have to call in? I've really gotten no guidance here. So I think they're kind of ad-hocking it as they go along, and in the background just kind of quietly praying for the best.
Well, I just hope we have more success with legislating than we do in teaching or education with this distance learning thing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Daniel, we're going to be checking in with you every week to get reports on what's happening. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how happy we are to have you up there each and every day. If something major happens, you'll be with us on the phone. Thank you so much. And again, we'll be looking for your stuff.
Likewise, Kevin. Thank you.
Daniel Honcharu, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And a reminder that this NPRI special report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry.
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night.
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is in deep, deep doo-doo. We'll talk about that in a second. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear Janice Dean. This is such a sad story. She lost both of her in-laws to the COVID-19 in New York. They were dispatched to separate nursing homes, and they both died. And Janice Dean, if you don't know who Janice Dean is, she is the chief meteorologist for Fox News. And you see her normally, I think she normally works in the morning. Anyway, I want you to hear, she was on with Harris Faulkner this morning on Fox News Channel. Let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is Janice Dean about her situation, and she's not buying the argument. I mean, she just doesn't. This is personal for her. This is not just another news story. This is personal. This is Janice Dean. Cut one. Go.
New York's Attorney General has released a scathing report on Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic inside nursing homes. The ongoing investigation has found up to 50% more nursing home residents may have died from COVID-19 than the New York State Department of Health has reported. It says this, quote, "Government guidance requiring the admission of COVID-19 patients into nursing homes may have put residents at increased risk of harm in some facilities and may have obscured the data available to assess that risk," end quote. Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean lost both of her in-laws to the virus last year while they were in separate elder care facilities in New York City. And it has been an emotional journey, Janice. We are on it with you. And now it is one filled with some damning facts.
I don't really know what to say. When I saw the report and I knew that it was coming probably an hour before it was released, I called my husband and I called my sister-in-law and I said that maybe the angels won. Maybe the angels will have their day in court and maybe this governor will be held accountable, Harris. I didn't want to be in this position. I'm not a political person, but my family was affected, and I wasn't seeing the coverage. I wasn't seeing the questions being asked of this governor. He continued to pass the blame on everyone else and everything else, and he still, to this day, will not accept any responsibility. And there were lawsuits, and there were journalists that wanted to do good and get those numbers for all of the families that deserved them. And finally, today, there is a ray of light. There is sunshine in darkness. And I thank this Attorney General. I know that there have been thousands of families that have written letters and have wanted to have answers. And I'm so grateful on behalf of all all of them for giving me love and support, because this is never a role I thought I would ever be in, Harris, but I'm so grateful today that justice might be served.
An emotional Janice Dean. You see her as a meteorologist. Now she's just a private citizen mourning the loss of her in-laws. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll close it out for a tumultuous week. I always love Fridays. And we'll have the Friday song because we celebrate the best day of the week. I want to just give you just some brief insight. Democrats are getting ready to kick off this new legislative session. But they're doing it with secrecy, a lack of access. You can't even get into the building. You and I cannot even get into the building. They're not allowing direct public access to the session. And there's a charge being made by the state party, the state Republican Party, that they're choosing special interest groups over citizens to testify. That is flat out wrong. That is wrong. They're hiding information from Republicans and the general public. They're keeping the people's house from the people. It's time to turn that around. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll follow up with Aaron Phillips, president and co-founder of Power to Parent, about that big meeting they had just a couple nights ago. We'll do that and a whole lot more.